BSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. We've been discussing the Federal Reserve. Now, the question is, can you cook with it? Yes, you can, but it's more expensive than it used to be. And so we're looking now at how the United Kingdom is dealing with its grocery stores. I'm learning names. Joe's teaching me. There are new stores that are said to be doing well in Middle England. Middle England's grocers have cut prices and offered promotions to win over new shoppers, just as falling inflation eases pressure on household finances. This from Bloomberg UK within these last hours. I was heartened by that. It sounded like good news. However, Joe, have you noticed they're cutting prices at the grocery store? Have you noticed that people are happier when they shop? Because I haven't here.
I wouldn't necessarily say that prices are coming down, although I have noticed over the past couple of months the prices seem to be stabilizing. So I think that there is something to that. And, you know, the broader picture here is that we do now seem to have a decrease in the consumer price index. It rose about 3.4% over the year in February, down from 4% in January. So I think that there is positive movement. But remember, the point that we've made all along is that as the inflation rate comes down, that doesn't actually mean prices are falling. It just means that they are rising less rapidly than they did before. So, you know, whereas a year ago, every month or two when I would go into the supermarket, it seemed like the prices on various things had increased noticeably. Now, maybe you go 3 months before you see the next noticeable price increase in something instead of 6 weeks. And certainly prices are not going down in an appreciable sense. I mean, certainly the price level is, you know, much higher than it was 2 years ago. So what you'll notice is that you go to the supermarket or you try to buy petrol or you go shopping for other things, and you're not paying a lot more than you were 6 months ago, but you were paying very much more than you were 2.5 years ago.
We come now to the experience of shopping in London. Joe teaches me this. I asked Joe innocently, do you have anything comparable to Costco? Because I report on a Costco in Lexington, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Joe knows it very well. And it's the only Costco in America that has a hay barn for the Amish's donkeys and horses as they go to market. And the prices there are said to be more than competitive, much less than the surrounding grocery stores. And Joe said, we have a Costco. Is your Costco noticeably less expensive, Joe, than the other chains?
Yes. And so I think that certainly there, and this is pointing to another thing that I think people have discovered about inflationary periods over the past couple of years, which is that one of the ways that you can beat the inflation is by trading down on quality. So, you know, perhaps instead of buying the name brand paper towel, now you buy the store label product because it's a little bit cheaper, but, you know, maybe the quality isn't quite the same that you were getting before. Instead of buying the ice cream brand that you usually buy, you buy the store brand. And so that, again, will mean that in one sense, people will feel less pain in the pocketbook, but they will not be consuming the same things they were used to before. I think that you know, some of the discount chains can be an example of that, where, you know, certainly some of the quality things that you can buy there are just as good as you would find anywhere else. But in other ways, it can be the sign that people are substituting to try to at least keep the cash expenditure under control, even if they have to accept lower quality to do it.
And your perception right now of the argument of the case in Britain, is the cost of living seem to be less onerous than it was, say, a year ago? And is that driving political decisions?
No, it seemed to be about as bad as it was before, if not worse, and it's definitely having an effect on politics. I mean, one thing that seems to be easing a bit is energy prices. So, you know, those have not been escalating as precipitously as they were before. And, you know, there's also some optimism that interest rates might start coming down soon, which means that people's mortgage payments would come down a little bit. But in general, I think that there is still the sense that things are much more expensive expensive than they used to be. Wages are not really catching up to that yet, and it's going to be a long time before they will. And they are justifiably holding the incumbent politicians responsible for a lot of that.
Joseph Sternberg, political economics. He writes the column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's based in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.